All right, good morning, good afternoon, and good night at whatever time you may view this. Maybe I need to change the angle to horizontal. You guys bear with me 1 second. That should be a little bit better. How you guys doing? Listen, got a big announcement. We got a great show topic. So this is how it's going to go down. We're going to give a huge shout out to Amazon Music for pushing the podcast as a hidden gem. So I really thank you guys so much. A huge thank you and a welcome to everybody in Canada. A big shout out to Spotify. This is a podcast solely dedicated to you guys. So let me give you a little bit of a rundown on how this particular podcast works. Okay. Typically what I do is talk to New York Times, USA Today, best-selling authors. Sometimes I speak to some business owners. But lately, I've been doing my own thing because we haven't had any guests. Excuse us. We haven't had any guests. But feel free to look in the bio or go to the contact page of wildpodcast.me to be a guest on the show. So again, huge shout out to Amazon Music and to Spotify. Thank you guys so much. Today's show topic is a little something different, but it's something to be talked about. I'm noticing that a lot of men are wearing nail polish. Now, I don't necessarily call it a manicure or a pedicure. When I go into the nail salon, which sounds crazy already, I just tell them, hey, I need to get my hands worked on and my feet worked on, right? And for the most part, I understand the value of taking care of yourself. It's extremely important because if you don't take care of yourself, then, you know, actually, what are you living for? You know, I know a lot of people are living to like make money and buy material things, but you actually should be living to take care of yourself so you can have some longevity. So I go get things worked on to keep myself in shape, to keep myself maintained, to show some type of appreciation towards your body and your health, you know. But I think a lot of the men are taking it to the extreme. You know, they're like, you know, they're painting and polka dots and French tips and everything else. So, you know, it's a bit much. You know, it's a bit much. The most dangerous I can get is putting on a clear coat, right? So if you look here, I'm going to show you guys, this is what my feet look like. This is what my hands look like. Okay. So for the most part, that's not bad. You can't even tell that I have on a clear coat or whatever. You know, it's just like I just got regular feet, you know. I actually need to model these hands and these feet, you know, see what's going on here. But yeah, a lot of guys are, you know, painting their nails. And at first, when I first heard about it, I thought it was something that was like men were trying to prove that they're not soft, or that they're not too emotional. Like, you know, a real man can wear, you know, paint on his nails. But that's not what they're doing. They're actually transitioning to a more feminine role and trying to express themselves like a woman. So it seems like to me, and I've said this years ago, it seems like more men are trying to be women, you know, and it's like it's kind of odd. It's weird. And it's like, well, where are the real men? You know, where are they going to be? You know, so I think the nail polish thing, again, you can do whatever you want to, but if you're trying to raise children, because it kind of points back to this. If you're trying to raise children, boys and girls, teaching your son to put on nail polish at a very young age will get him extremely confused as he gets older, because there are some young girls being raised by their mothers for a man to be a certain type of way. You know, and it doesn't necessarily mean that, you know what, let me just say it, man, it's wrong, guys, it's wrong. And why is it wrong? I'll tell you why it's wrong. Because if you're trying to continue your legacy, if you're trying to build generational wealth, well, how does that happen if the young men and women don't get together to recreate? You know, like, you know, where does it come from? You know, who's going to give the seed over to the woman so she can birth the child? Right? We all know common sense. Common sense says that two women can't have a baby. Two men can't have a baby. Now, when you take it into science and do the injection, okay, you can do it that way. But we're talking about natural. So if you're raising young boys to start painting their nails and to, oh, it's okay to wear a dress, it's okay to wear high heels, well, you're just transitioning them into a girl or a woman. So it doesn't add up. So when I say it doesn't add up, that means on the wrong side of the equation, 1 + 1 doesn't equal 2. Let's put it like this. Woman on woman, man on man, it equals 0. Now you got two people there, but it equals a 0 outcome when it comes to children. So when you talk about this whole debate on should men wear nail polish, hey, you can do whatever you want as a person, as an individual. But if you're talking about as a collective, if you see a very influential man and he's wearing nail polish, what signal does that give off to the people that are watching? So although I think it's okay to put on a clear coat to protect your nail or whatever the case may be, or to harden your nail, for the most part, when I put on, when I go to the nail shop, I just get my feet done and try to, you know, try to make your fingers and your feet look appealable, if anything. You know, I'm not that good of a nail clipper. I do my own stuff. I'll go to the nail salon to get the massage and to get the pampering, the treatment. But for the most part, I do my own hands and I do my own feet. You know, I may come off as a pretty boy or whatever, but I just understand there's true value in taking care of yourself. Now, again, I don't have anything against people wearing nail polish. As a matter of fact, I should come out with a company. I should come out with a nail polish company to provide the products to you if that's what you want to do. And I actually been thinking about it. I said, well, I might as well just come out with the nail polish. And just if you want to wear nail polish, here you go. But what we're saying is the people who are on the common sense side of things, well, what are you telling boys and girls about how they dress and about what they wear and how they express themselves? You're open to express yourself any way you want to, but why would you want a young child? Let's be frank. Why would you want a young boy to be wearing pink, purple, and just nail polish? Like, why would you want them to do that? Why won't you allow these children just to grow up and have fun and to just be a kid? And what I'm noticing is I say we because we're all living together, we're pushing children in the direction of being adults. They have the slightest clue what's being pushed on them. I see everything happening with a lot of these big companies, the whole Pride Month and all this type of stuff. It's like, listen, guys, I don't think anyone's saying, hey, don't have your sexual preference. I think a lot of people are saying, can you keep your sexual preference from influencing my children? That's what people are talking about. Keep your sexual preference from influencing my kids. You know, can you do something like that? You know, but a lot of people like, no, it's my body, my choice, my thought process. It's me. And you should protect your kids from us. Like, if you don't want your kids to see this, then you should do X, Y, and Z. So although I understand that sentiment as well, my whole point to this is if you're going to be an adult and be responsible, why don't you allow the children to grow up and learn certain type of things on their own and not have the big media companies push their own agenda? And I know a lot of people want to be accepted. I think a lot of people really just want to be accepted on, you know, on how they live their lives. But in your acceptance as a man, as a woman, why does it mean that you have to dress provocative? Why does it mean that you need to express yourself and walk around naked and say, well, there's nothing against this, we were born naked? It's like, dude, let the kids, when they come out, they don't, come on, man, just give the kids a chance. Just give them a chance to just grow up to be who they want to be in the future. You know, all this gender neutral and all this, it's like, dude, like, come on. You know, I had this theory, and I think somebody tested it out. I had this theory that If children were isolated with like no radio, no TV, no adults, just like proper school education, and like maybe they were in an environment where they were around other kids, and none of the kids had got outside adult influence. They just was learning math, science, geography, history, the whole nine. How would those kids grow up? Would they think about, you know, being with the, you know, like what would their thought process be? And I think there was a study that they did that, and it comes to find out that, you know, children grew up with their own preference. They wasn't influenced by other adults. They grew up to be who they wanted to be. And I want to say, and don't quote me on this, but I want to say they grew up to be, you know, like heterosexual, you know, partners or whatever the case may be. So again, if you're watching this, you know, big shout out to everybody on Spotify and Amazon Music and all the podcasting streaming platforms. This is just something that was on my mind. I've been seeing it trending. I seen something about like some rappers and some athletes are wearing nail polish. Again, I don't have anything against it. I just wonder how many of you guys are really thinking about the image that you're sending out to people. And again, what I have to recognize is we're dealing with a group of people who have reached such a high status financially and on a celebrity level to where they're probably tired of caring about what people think. Right. They would hear from somebody like me saying, hey, why are you not thinking about X, Y, and Z? And they're probably like, hey, I don't care. I just want to wear nail polish. And that could very well be what the case is. You know, am I teaching my daughter that it's OK for a man that she's with to wear nail polish, the same color nail polish as her, or wear the same type of outfit as her? No. It's like, what's the point? There's like the difference is supposed to be that. It's almost like the difference is supposed to be a rough and a soft, you know, the beauty and the beast. It's okay to take care of yourself as an individual, but do you have to transition yourself into a Bruce Jenner, into a Caitlyn Jenner, right? That was a whole shock to the whole world. You got this, what is it called? Let's say he mega athlete in the Olympics. And then coming to find out years later, he was never happy, never satisfied with himself, but he became more confident. I think he even became even more successful transitioning himself into a woman. Now, is there anything wrong with that? No, it's nothing wrong with it. But look at what time it happened for him. Right? Look at what time it happened for him. It happened for him at a later stage in his life, of what, 50s, 60s? So you can do whatever you want. It's just that I think a lot of people who have children and the husbands and wives or just men or parents in general just trying to be responsible by saying, hey, there's a part of me that thinks that you don't know exactly what you want. So this is where I'm going to keep you. And as you get older and out of my household, you can do whatever you please. And that could be what we're seeing. We could be seeing that these men who want to paint their nails probably always wanted to do it. I would say obviously because they're doing it. But when they were a kid inside their parents' household, they were being told what to do. Now they get a chance to openly express themselves. So this goes for the boys and the girls, men and women, right? It goes for both. I'm trying to choose my words carefully because you can't necessarily just keep on incorporating children into your conversation because a lot of people think twisted. So I want to keep it on the side of men and women that were once boys and girls that grow up to be adults. And this is what you're seeing. So typically what I like to do over here is talk about different topics and different things like that to see, you know, where my audience is, because we're living in this huge world where a lot of people have different opinions that they stand very solid on. And their whole goal is to just be seen. They want to express themselves. And again, there's nothing wrong with that. Over here on this particular podcast, that's what we want you to do. Now, will I give a person a platform who I can see has no good intention to just take over the world? I wouldn't do that. But do I want to talk about some of the things that are happening in life because I could see in a roundabout way how they could affect me and my livelihood? Yes. Let's talk about those. You know, let's talk about the businesses. Let's talk about the writings. Let's talk about who you are as a person. So, you know, feel free to reach out to me. Of course, We're going to put the website up and let you guys know how to get in contact with us. We're always open to hear from you guys. I have a very busy schedule. I only have 24 hours in a day, so you don't expect for me to have 2-3 hour podcasts or 2-3 hour conversations. We're more so in the 15 minute to 40 minute mark, because I want you to go out here and to continue living your life. It's very important for you to, you know, take time to listen to people to see what they got to say, and let your 15 to 40 minutes for me be impactful versus a waste of time. So I'm not on here to just give up my opinions and my thoughts and my suggestions. I'm just kind of curious to find out, like, what's going on with men today? What's happening with men today? And on this particular topic, we're talking about nails. You know, so I mean, your hands and your feet, something that you actually need to take care of, but you go an extra step when you paint them and you decorate them. Is that really necessary? It's not necessary. You know, it's something that people want to do to outwardly express themselves. So over here, we try to talk to people to find out exactly what's going on, and feel free to express yourself. But we just try to tell people, like, if you're going to be an adult about it, and just think about the kids that are around you, because kids see what they see and they get influenced by it and inspired by it. And then they grow up to want to be that, you know. So you don't have to push your agenda on kids and stuff like that. You could just be who you are and live your life, which is what a lot of people are trying to do, you know. So for me, this is a very, you know, touchy topic, because it's not something I typically do. But I am in the industry of health and beauty, because I have the cologne line and I have the beauty mask, the beauty face mask. And I'm actually really contemplating on coming out with the nail polish, just to be in the trend, if you will. If you want to paint your nails, go ahead. But I may not, because I think that would be me giving men more of a green light to say, hey, you know, paint your nails whatever color you want. But you're an adult. You're going to do what you want to do anyway. So without any further ado, guys, we're going to go ahead and close out the show. My name is Darshawn McAway. I am the host of wildpodcast.me. Thank you guys so much for your time and your opportunity. Yes, I know I have some very nice hands and some very nice feet, and I like to take care of myself. But all jokes aside, we just really want people to live their most desired life, you know, as much as possible. Your time is limited. No one knows the day or the hour. So we tell people to get out here and live life. You got 24 hours. Maximize it as much as you can. Love on your family. Love on yourself. And enjoy your life. Love, peace, and happiness. Peace out, guys.